But then there's another side of it for me too, and this might not come as a surprise to anybody who's listened to the show, but I am really a true believer in the potential of AI to fundamentally change the world and our lives within it, well beyond just what work means to us and how the work economy that we live in drives our lives. Of course, healthcare and the environment and the sciences, again, I believe all at our fingertips as far as true progress that we could not have imagined. But there's a dichotomy there. There's a half of me that, again, truly believes in the near future that work might go away as we know it. And when I say near future, maybe that's 5 years, maybe it's 10 years. But if you do believe that, for instance, like I do, then the natural next question is, okay, if work is going away in 5 years, then what should we do now? What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are coming at the show today from a completely different angle than usual. We are going to get personal today. This is an episode and an idea and a feeling that has been swirling around in my brain for quite a while now, basically since we started the podcast and we started this journey down AI marketing avenues and learning AI and just diving into this incredible technology. And in the last week or so, I saw a couple of posts on X, one in particular that basically perfectly captured the exact thing that I have been feeling. And so I wanted to talk about it today with you navigators. And that is this very specific feeling of anxiety or existential anxiety or existential crisis almost that is kind of accompanying this wave of AI technology and AI tools. I'm just going to go ahead and read from this post on X that kind of, again, made me feel seen, and maybe many of you will feel the same way too. This is a post from Yo Soy Mario at Mr. Iosbo on X, and I will link to their profile in the show notes as well as the X post, but it reads, "Does anyone else feel this overwhelming sense of urgency lately? I can't quite explain it, but it feels like the world is changing rapidly and I'm not contributing to this shift. Every day seems somehow wasted." And that's exactly how I've been feeling for months now, trying to stay ahead and stay on top of all of this AI technology, trying to be a leader in the space, trying to build with these new incredible tools and build a business with them. All these things that we have talked about so much on the show and how it feels like often we're drinking from a fire hose when it comes to all of this AI information and AI technology. And I truly do think that in order to succeed and honestly persevere in this space and in this time that we live in, yes, working hard is always going to be important, but just mentally equipping yourself and having the ability to focus on what is truly important to driving your progress, I think that focus is going to be so huge. At least I think it will be for me. And for me personally, there's kind of two sides to this feeling that I'm having. There's the general feeling of that sense of urgency that was mentioned in the post, that there's so much happening and there's so much progress being made every day in the field of AI. And I so desperately want to be a part of it and to, of course, gain from it and benefit from it in a business sense, in a personal sense, for my family, all of these things. So there's that feeling of incredible restlessness and not doing enough, of not building enough, of each day somehow seeming wasted, again, as mentioned in this X post. But then there's another side of it for me too. And this might not come as a surprise to anybody who's listened to the show, but I am really a true believer in the potential of AI to fundamentally change the world and our lives within it, well beyond just what work means to us and how the work economy that we live in drives our lives. Of course, healthcare and the environment and the sciences, again, I believe all at our fingertips as far as true progress that we could not have imagined. But there's a dichotomy there. There's a half of me that, again, truly believes in the near future that work might go away as we know it. And when I say near future, maybe that's 5 years, maybe it's 10 years. But if you do believe that, for instance, like I do, then the natural next question is, okay, if work is going away in 5 years, then what should we do now? And I don't think it would be unreasonable for you to also have some questions about the purpose of what we're doing now and the work you're doing, especially if you're in a job that you don't particularly enjoy. Even if you do work that you enjoy incredibly, like I'm lucky to do in this instance of AI and content creation in this digital space that I work in. But even then, the idea that our capitalistic work economy that we've all been raised in and programmed in for so long now might be gone within our lifetimes has to make you wonder about the purpose of everything you're doing. And so again, this is, I know, very big picture thinking and a lot of long-term thinking, but I struggle not doing that type of thinking these days, especially given the implications of this technology that we talk about so often. Now, again, I think that feeling this way is entirely natural. I think the pace at which our lives and technology and the world was moving before AI was almost too fast for human well-being, or let's be honest, human sanity. And I think that bringing AI into the mix does not make that any easier on our mental strain. So honestly, what do we do? And I don't know the answer. If I did, I probably wouldn't be feeling the way that I am feeling every day with this. On the one hand, the incredible motivation and desire to work. And on the other hand, this incredible anxiety that I'm not working enough. And also that work in general and the work that I'm doing will be rendered meaningless in the near future. But I can tell you what I'm telling myself and what I think is important in answering these anxiety-inducing questions. First, how do we stay on top of that restless feeling, that urgency of not doing enough? And I think this is where it takes incredible willpower and mental fortitude to focus. Again, focus, I think, is the key on what you need to do to accomplish your goals and to tune everything else out as far as the AI tech, the AI tools. Find those tools, whether it's from this show or other sources, that actually help you accomplish the actionable things you need. And this may be to my detriment on the show, but if you don't feel like an episode or a tool that I'm covering is useful to you, then I'm going to recommend you tune that out as well. And hold on to the ones that you do use, the ones that you want to focus on. Hold on to that focus tight and don't add anything to that stack unless it's absolutely necessary. Guard that focus. That's what I'm going to try and do. And if you can guard that focus, hopefully we can end our days knowing that we did do enough work and that that day wasn't wasted. Now, on the other front, on that existential crisis of what will work and what will life look like in 10 years, this is what I tell myself. Even if work does go away in 5 years or 10 years, I certainly don't think that that is a transition that's going to happen overnight. I think we can all agree that whatever that looks like, it's going to involve some struggle and some pain and to find this new economy. And so I know there will be a transitionary period that I feel I'll need to be prepared for and that my family will need to be prepared for. And so in all honesty, that's kind of what drives me is preparing for this transition. So if in 10 years, wealth is going to be entirely equitable and wealth is available to everyone through AI and robotics, and honestly, I am all for that type of future. So be it. I think I can live in a world where the rules have kind of changed from what, again, we've been programmed as certainly as millennials or humans in general or Americans at this point regarding capitalism to believe. But I also truly believe that there is wisdom in still building, still creating, still working, and still generating wealth for yourself and for your family in preparation for that future. So I know some very heady and conceptual and honestly stressful and difficult topics on today's show. So I apologize if this feeds more into anyone's anxiety, but I hope that you, like me, no longer feel as alone, and maybe you can articulate this feeling a little bit better, and that can help you going forward, and we can all continue to kind of ride this wave that is definitely sometimes going way too fast together. So please don't hesitate to let me know in the comments, on my website, via email, whatever it is, if you're feeling the same way. I saw other posts on X in response to this original one that are reciprocating this same feeling, and we're wondering if this was only people in tech that felt this way, or if this was only people in the AI bubble, or if it's everybody. So I'm very curious to hear your guys' opinions and feelings, to hear from you in general, and to hear if you've been feeling similarly. If you have, like I said, you're definitely not alone, because the AI Marketing Navigator is right there with you, and just don't be afraid to reach out and discuss. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so super helpful to the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.